she died. The stars came near and made little laughing sounds. And she reached out and she tried to take a handful of them, but they slipped through her fingers. The stars were shimmering and twittering and making fun of her. And she opened her mouth to try and say something, but she found she couldn't speak. Then the stars grew quiet, and smoke filled the sky. She looked for her feet. She couldn't find them. She had lost her toes. She looked for the stars, and they came back to her, and they came upon her in a swarm, a friendly, fluttering swarm of boys and girls, naked, small-bodied, bright, beautiful children. And they picked her up, and they carried her with their beaks across heaven. And the feathers of their wings flashed in the brightness coming out of them, and they bore her along like a cloud. All the while, amidst peals of laughter, the high, sweet pouring of their song. She looked at them, and she saw that they had heads, small, great, beaked heads, and they were wrapped in a huge blanket, and they were giggling. Then a being of light appeared, carrying a black water jar. He was the outline of a man etched in the sun behind him, making his body turn into a halo of bright light. She squinted because the light blinded her. In the glare of his image, the being of light poured water from the clay jar and began to wash her hair. Then the water went down her back and down her waist, and he washed her feet, and she saw her toes, and she said, "There they are." But then the being of light was gone, and her hair was the beginning of dawn. In front of her was a ladder with no beginning and no end, and she started to climb it, lifting her feet, one foot at a time. And behind her, the dawn came, rising as she rose, step after step, rung after rung. And when she got to the top of the ladder, she found there was a beautiful basket waiting for her. It was black, yellow, and red. A beautiful basket woven tighter than rain. And when she picked the basket up, she heard a wonderful silence. A voice said then, "Step into the basket. It will hold you." And she did as she was told. She stepped into the basket. And the voice said, "We are one now." And suddenly, she felt herself lifted into the air, and she traveled through the night stars and the sky, and she saw rays of light that passed through her, over her, under her, and a world of fast-moving trees and valleys full of life and greenness moved under her. "I am beside you always," the voice said. "But where are we?" she asked, with no voice, because she had none. And she heard someone say, "Two lives from yesterday."
Did you guys hear about the story up in Peñasco, you know, came out in the news and newspaper and TV, you know? There was this particular house up in Peñasco, you know, where the furniture was moving around by itself. And nobody knew what the heck was going on. It just kept moving around, you know. I guess it went on for a whole week there and night. The furniture was moved, you know, the TV, the couch, the tables, you know. It just kept moving around the rooms, you know. Nobody knew what was going on there. Legend tells it that people get drunk, you know, just riding around, go drink some beers. Right in front of the house there, you know, they just start talking to the house, and the house start talking back to them, you know. And they kept on doing this for quite a while. Pretty soon everybody would be so scared that they never went back to that house. But every time you talk to the house, you know, nobody living there, you know, all abandoned house, the house talk back to you. So what is it that, is it from outer space, or is it the devil, or is it evil, or what is it? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Evil people from the sky.
Evil people? But see, the sky's supposed to have good people only, right? Not evil, or is there?
Well, they say there's all kinds, right?
All kinds of people, yeah.
Just like on this earth.
No, see, yeah, right. No, not bad enough to go to hell, but bad enough to still go up there. And, yeah, could be, you know.
Good, bad, and in between, right?
Yeah, right.
That's what the earth is made of.
Yeah, that's what it is. And nobody will ever find out, because I guess we keep on circling around, going in space, right? We're not just circling around, right, in one spot, right? We
no.
Just keep on going through space.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
When we get there, maybe that's when the world will end, and we'll go to heaven, or whatever happens, or, you know, who knows, right?
Nobody knows.
Nobody, because this is a very old world, right? And it's got to end sometime. In the near future, they say, but near could be millions of years, huh?
Well, yeah. It could be right now.
Yeah, it could be right now, who knows?